My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, y'all know what time it is?
Yes, sir.
It's time for the Coach's Show with Falcons head coach Raheem Morris.
The Coach's Show is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Dave Archer.
Welcome back to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and it's time to catch up with our head football coach. It's the Coach's Show right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and it is our football coach, Raheem Morris. And he's going to get his depth chart so he can tell me a little bit about Seattle when we ask him here in a few minutes. But, Raheem, excellent effort by your team on the road. Emotional. You and I have talked about this a couple times week leading up. A couple emotional wins in back-to-back fashion, really close together 4 days. Then your team has to regroup over a 10-day period, use that time wisely, prepare, and you go on the road and get another division win.
And it was great. It was. I talked to those guys about having confident urgency, and I thought those guys really displayed that yesterday, going out there being really poised throughout all the things that we were doing, that we weren't doing, and then be able to do and able to finish that football game. So it was a really good job by the football team. I was really proud.
Your team ran the football extremely well yesterday, and it's something I know you've been working on. It's something you've been emphasizing, certainly something you worked on in camp a great deal, and it kind of came to fruition much like your passing game did on that Thursday night against Tampa. Why did the run game click so well for you in this game?
You know, I think you got to kind of take advantage of what people are giving you. And we are able to do that yesterday. You know, they played a bunch of two safety high looks and things of that nature, particularly when you just pass for 500 yards. So they wanted to keep us off the explosives. And they gave us some open run lanes, some things, some really good looks. And we took advantage of those looks. And our guys was able to go out there and exploit them. Our O-line did a nice job of really coming off the ball, speed up the ball, how you want to play. Mixing it up with some downhill runs, and our guys in the backfield, they took it with a great intent, great purpose, and took the ball and got as much yards as they can get every single time.
I know that offensive line loves to come off the ball and get after people, and they certainly did in the game. Give them credit, and of course the tight ends as well. And I know you gave out a game ball post game. Tell me about that.
I did, man. I gave it to all five big guys. You know, that game ball was followed today. You know, with a few more, but you know, definitely those five big guys up front, Charlie Warner, you know, the two backs, you know, obviously having the ability to get out there and make some of the plays that they made. It's always fun to give out game balls, especially when you can give it to guys for that kind of effort and that kind of, you know, results that they got.
When you sit down with Zach and you start thinking about, okay, the word balance is kind of an elusive term when it comes to offensive play calling, because you're going to take what teams give you and you're going to take advantage of matchups. 38 runs yesterday, 30 passes. Is that kind of what you'd like it to look like in the grand scheme of things, providing you got more points on the board than the other team does?
You know, it's funny, Arch. Like, today's game is just so different. You know, if we were talking, years ago, you would say that would be a masterful game, a master class of how you want to call the football game. But, you know, realistically, you got to go out there and take advantage of what you've been given sometime. And like the week before, went out and threw it a bunch of times, didn't run it as much, and we got the results that we wanted. But, you know, when all things are equal, that's what you would like. But for the most part, man, you want to be able to go out there and find ways to keep possession of the football. You want to find ways to score points, which we did in both cases. You want to find ways to not turn the football over, which I think is the key and critical part. You know, people used to get worried about passing the football as much because of the turnovers. That was the easy way to turn it over. But when you're able to go out and not turn the ball over and be able to do the same thing, I think it's just about what you can do with your team. And we got so many pieces that go out there and operate. That's what we love.
Raheem, when I looked at the defensive tape, man, I just got through looking at it, and I'm not looking at it with the expert eye that you are, but I see the pressure on the quarterback. I see run fits in the right spot. I see some guys maybe overrunning some places and getting in, but you force them into what you talked about, jumping out to a lead, making them throw the football. You put them in some tough situations where they couldn't run the football, got them in some third and long situations. That looked maybe a little bit more about the way you want to look at it. I know there's still some things to fix.
We're getting closer. You know, the run fits are tighter. They're getting better. You know, some of those things, a couple of ones got out yesterday that you want to take some of the yards off of. But still, at the same time, that's always going to happen in the football. An imperfect game, right? We talk about that all the time. But what you are liking is you're getting yourself in position to rush the passer. And yesterday we got in position. We had better rush lanes, better control of the quarterback. Now we got to go out there and make it. We missed a couple of sacks yesterday that we should have made. We didn't have the opportunity to get there. That's the ones you want to get down. That's the ones you want to get a guy on the ground. But we did get 13 pressures. But we want to find a way to get the results that we want in the pass rush game. So that's still a work in progress, but I do like where we're going. I do like us getting better every single week, and that's something fun to watch.
It's the Coach's Show, and it's with our head football coach, Raheem Morris, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Raheem, I wanted to jump in kind of sequences in the game and get your thoughts. The game starts out with 2-3 and outs by both offenses. The thing that stuck out to me was the pressure by Richie Grant on that first third down play that forced an errant throw, and you get them off the field in that first series of down.
Love Richie Grant getting out there and getting a chance to rush the passer, playing close to the line of scrimmage, you know, absolutely getting a good jump, you know, matching the quarterback's arm with his hand, making a forcing an errant throw, like you mentioned, getting off the grass. It's always great when you get a chance to get Richie out there. He makes plays. He's a tough physical football player that contributes on both special teams and defense, and he's one of those guys that's really bought into his role and really flourishing in it.
As it turned out, they came out and forced the 3-and-out, even after you got a pretty good run to get yourself to third and three or so. Kirk seemed a little bit out of sorts early on. Did you sense that? Or did he sense that when you had a chance to talk to him?
You know, it was really all of us. You know, we weren't in complete sync at that point. We had a couple mental errors that we don't usually have at that point. You know, Kirk wasn't quite clicking through the progressions the way he needed to at that point. But as the game grew on, you know, you watch those guys get into sync. You watch those guys start to develop and watch those guys start to go. And we left some yards out there. And the beauty of it all is getting these wins and for you to come back in your offense and say, hey, man, we left these things out here. We had this amount of mental errors that we want to clean up that we shouldn't have because of our excellence. And I love that. I love the fact that they can come back and tell you that stuff right away. And, you know, Kirk's the leader of that, and he certainly holds himself to a high regard and a high standard. And I love how they go about their process.
Yeah, and I say that is, you know, Carolina goes, puts a 12-play drive together, and they score a touchdown to take the lead in the game. But the offense immediately answers. Come back with a 12-play, 70-yard drive yourself, and Bijan powers one in off the left side for a touchdown. And in there, Kirk kind of finds it. The third down throw to Mooney under some pressure finds him in the left flat. All of a sudden, the offense and that veteran quarterback get it going.
And those guys got going, and it started with the run game. Like we talked about the O-line coming off the ball. Bijan and Tyler tag team and going out there and really running the football, moving down the field. Kirk finds his rhythms, hits a couple people in stride, you know, got it out to Mooney and the flats and the big third down. You know, we talked about owning the third and medium window, that 1-6 window, so to speak, from each week. And yesterday we were 7-9 in that window. And that keeps drives alive. That keeps you going. It keeps you moving down the field. And when you can do those things, that's when you have a successful day.
Yeah, boy, it looked really good. It started humming pretty good for Kirk. Okay, we jump into the second quarter. You guys have the football again, and kind of a screwy play happens. Looked like Ray Ray's trying to dive for a little bit extra yards or maybe where the first down line was. Couldn't tell whether the ball came out or not. They ruled the ball was loose. Now you got a short field situation, and your defense comes in and shuts the door, forces the field goal.
You know, with Ray Ray, you know, he knows better than that. That's not a gotta-have-it moment. You know, it's gotta-have-it moment on fourth down, you know, last plays of games, things of that nature when you reach the ball. And we shouldn't reach it that way. You know, so that thing was called a fumble, and rightfully so, and they got the ball back with the short field. But I was really impressed with the defense going going out there on the short field, holding them to three. And those are somewhat wins for your defense when you get those. You know, although you don't make a bad situation worse by giving them seven, you go out there and hold them to three, and that's what your job is. That's your job. That's your responsibility.
Yeah, short field situation, sudden change, whatever you want to call it, and Atlanta got it done there. You follow that up again. Whenever there was some adversity strikes, Carolina scored on that second drive of the game, your offense immediately answered. Here are the short field opportunity, field goal, offense immediately answered. 75 yards, you go get the touchdown, and then you follow that up with a special teams play where Harrison comes through and blocks the punt on their next play, and you get a short field opportunity yourself.
Big time complimentary football. You know, you talk about it all the time, but that's a nice one you go see it. We had two examples of it right there. You get the block punt or tip, whatever they call it right now when it comes in your line of scrimmage. You know, Clark picks that thing up. That was the no, yay situation. You pick that thing up and start to run with it a little bit and get a couple extra yards. But we go out, we score on offense right away, but we turn around and give it back to them, right? So the complimentary football was starting to come with special teams in the offense, and then we failed on defense by giving them a touchdown at the end of the half there. But, you know, realistically for me, all those teachable moments, learnable moments for the guys were awesome. It allowed me to get those guys poised back going once we got into halftime.
All right, don't tell me about that. Take the fan through, okay, what is the teachable moment there when you do regain the lead, you get the two back-to-back good drives, you put points on the board, and then all of a sudden Carolina puts together a little bit, kind of a game-saving drive for them at the time to get them back in the game there at the end of the half.
You know, you don't want to take your foot off the gas there, right? And it felt like in that two-minute drive, that's when we had a chance to go hunt and really get off the grass again and potentially set us up for more points, you know, having a minute left, no timeouts, those guys got to drive the length of the field. That should be an advantage for us on defense. They were able to go down. We had a miss op in the end zone there. We could have had the ball in our hand. We didn't make the play. They did. Those are all teachable and learnable lessons for our guys to go out there and finish people off and to be able to go out there and set the tone on how you want to win football games and what it takes and what it requires to stay mentally locked in throughout the whole course of a football game. So that was something that we had to learn, a hard one. And we learned that and came out and was ready to play.
All right, tell me about the touchdown before we get to the second half. They throw a touchdown on what looks like a perfectly designed play, and sometimes the other guy does a pretty good job. They put Clark in a bind there, high-low Clark.
That's right.
They get the 6'3" receiver in the back corner, and Andy Dalton looked like he made a perfect throw.
Andy made a great throw. You don't want to take anything away from those guys, but I like my chances with Clark on that pass most of the time. And in that play right there, he made a great throw. They made a great play. But I know that's one that Clark would want back if he had an opportunity, because I've seen him make that play before. I've seen him knock that pass down or pick it off because he's got great hands, as we've seen later in the game. But that's one of the ones you want back.
Yeah, his ball skills are off the charts. We're going to talk a little bit about that late in the game and a really cool decision he made at the end of the football game to go ahead and seal it for the Falcons. When we come back with our coach here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, we'll talk about the second half and we'll discuss a little bit about the Seahawks right here on the home of the Falcons, 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Back with more of the Coach's Show with Falcons head coach Raheem Morris
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Dave Archer.
Welcome back to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and our discussion with our head football coach here on the Coach's Show, Raheem Morris. And Raheem, we dive into the second half here, and you get back-to-back red zone trips, get 11-play 67-yard drive, a 10-play 67-yard drive, end up with two field goals. I know that's not what you were looking for, yet you possess the football and actually limit Carolina to just one possession in the third quarter.
You know, it was the back-and-forth game. They wanted a long drive there in between our two long drives as well when we got the field goal, and there was some decision-making process going on at that point. You know, you kick the field goal to keep it a two-possession game. We're making it an 8-point game, I believe, or something like that, to make past that point. And that happened twice. They went down and made it three. We went down and made it three again. Then we went back down and made it three. We went back down and made it three. It felt like it was going on forever. And it was just maintaining that little bit of an edge until somebody had a chance to strike. And there was a little bit of a cat and mouse there with the guys. They got a chance to make some plays. We made some plays. We fell short in the red zone with a couple penalties and things of that nature that held us back. I know particularly it was one penalty. For sure, we got the holding kind of held us back. Weren't able to go out there and convert that thing into a touchdown. But we'd like to go score there so we can be able to play with that lead and be able to go, you know, display a little bit of pass rush. That would be nice.
There's a lot to say about what Drake London's becoming as a wide receiver. I mean, his first two seasons, he had 140 grabs and he's one of the fastest in Falcon history to 2,000 yards and all those type of things. But the niche he's carving out for you guys now as this guy that can catch the football in traffic, strong hands, big body, run after the catch. Talk about that development. We haven't seen that in his first 2 years.
You know, he's a big man, and when he catches the ball underneath, he is hard to tackle, and he's absolutely showing that at a high level. You know, watching him finish with the football in his hand is like watching Tyler Allgeier out there. You know, he's a big man. He catches the ball. He finishes vertically. He's getting all the yak yards. He's getting all the stuff that he can get. His coach, Ike Hilliard, has really done a great job with him when it comes to running the choice routes and some of the things that he's running underneath and how to finish with the football, how to get vertical, how to do some things. Yesterday, he got a little too happy. Got one drop. He's trying to finish so much, but he's really firing us up where he is, and his development and the rapport with Kurt has just become unreal.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable, and really the strong hands he displays in traffic is phenomenal. So Carolina touches the ball one time in the second in the third quarter. They go down and get a field goal, as you mentioned, a little back and forth field goal wise, and then you get a key moment again defensively. You talk about complementary football, offense servicing defense, special teams jumping in. A.J. Terrell gets his first interception in a couple years, and it's a monster play.
You know, that's usually what happens in those moments, right? When they're trying to capitalize on you, you make a play, whether it be a big sack to change the momentum or a big interception. And in our case, this case, it was a big interception by A.J. Terrell on one of their better players and Deontay Johnson running across, undercutting and making that play, getting the ball back for Russ. And then that's when the complimentary football kicked in from the lessons learned from the first half. And it was just like – It was great because that lesson had just been taught at halftime and talked about or spoke about and talked about keeping our poise, and that was a great example of it.
Yeah, you talk about closing the football game out. Nothing better to close the game out, running the football. You run for almost 200 yards. In fact, it would have been over 200 yards had Kirk not kneeled down a couple times at the end of the game, and we'll get to that moment in the game. Three consecutive drives, Raheem, for Carolina end in turnovers. Interception, downs, and turnovers. That's got to put a smile on your face the way the defense closed the show.
It's second straight week with the defense. You know, I believe in Tampa, they gave up 6 points in the second half, and I believe they gave up three in this half, in this second half. And our ability to go into the locker room, regather, you know, collective thoughts, get together and get it to our guys and let them come out and execute has been awesome. And I'm fired up with those guys and what they're able to do when they come out of halftime.
All right, let's talk about the play that Clark Phillips made. And I commented on it. I thought it was a brilliant play as a young football player. He gets his first career interception, and he's going to go for a touchdown. And he decides he's going to gear down inside the five. Later, I talked to Jerry, and Jerry said they discussed those kind of things. I'm sure you and Jerry had discussed it. But he did what he was supposed to do there. But a very unselfish play for a young player that could have been calling home, telling everybody about his first interception return for a touchdown.
You know, very unselfish. You know, technically, you know, you do that in a one-possession game. You know, when you would you slide down in the game and go do it. But, you know, we had told those guys we caught the ball. We had a chance to kneel it out. They had no timeouts. But we told them not to go down early. And Clark, I guess he wanted to show everybody that he can run it back. So he caught the ball and ran it back 40 yards and then decided to go down. But a very heads-up play by a young man and allowed us to take some knees and get out of Dodge with a win. And we couldn't be more fired up about it.
Yeah, Jerry shared a memory with me in his career where they had a young player intercept a pass and they had talked about getting down. He ran, turned it for a touchdown. Defense had to go back out on the field and they had their free safety blow his knee on a play that was a meaningless play.
That's the kind of stuff you're talking about, right? The ability to mitigate injury and for Clark to be that heads up allows you not to play a couple extra snaps, which you don't know what can happen in this league, right? Every play you want to be able to, you know, cherish, and that is something that, you know, that's awesome what Clark did.
Well, I just think, to me, it tells a lot about the kid, but it tells me a lot about your staff and what you're teaching. I mean, Tyler Algier does the same thing, gets to the edge and gets down on the ground inbounds. I mean, it's guys are coached properly.
The four-minute drill for Tyler was absolutely awesome. You run an outside zone, and most time, you know, announcers, you guys were saying don't run outside zone in that situation, but you're able to run it with guys like that because he knows not to go out of bounds, and he slides inbounds, keeps himself all the way in the white, all the way from the white, and keeps that clock ticking and making those guys use their timeouts. And I think those are the little things that you see from your guys and your young football team and some of your young players and your older players preaching that to those guys as well. It's what makes it really good and make you feel really good as a head coach.
Let's let you know they're listening and let you know they're locked in. Okay, I want to ask you about a couple players here in our last few minutes, Raheem. Guys that kind of stuck out to me. We talked about pressures. A guy that continues to come on, I know you challenged him in camp, with opportunities to rush the passer, but Arnold Ebiketie, who I thought was extremely active in this game, and he was around the quarterback a good deal.
I actually stole a sack from him that I didn't realize to today, but you know, he got the sack because he stepped out of bounds and he was the last one to touch, first one, the closest one to him, and touched him out of bounds, and it was a no gain, but they had a penalty and I took the penalty and moved it back to second and 20 there. So like more unselfish acts by our young football team. And but he actually came on, had a couple good pressures, a couple good rushes, and we look forward to him even getting better and improving even more, and because he's shown it throughout the season. I think it's going to start to break for him here pretty soon.
I know you were excited to get Nate Landman back on the field. Nate's a little bit more of one of those traditional linebackers that can stack and shed and maybe plug some of those run games. He ended up leading you in tackles in the game.
Yeah, his communication, his ability to play behind the ball. He's one of the best behind-the-ball players that we have. And to watch him get as many tackles as he can and lead our defense and play as hard as he can, have two forced fumbles. I mean, this young man has been missed, and we're glad he's back.
We talked about Drake, so I'll skip over Drake and his strong hands and the things he's doing for you in the interior, kind of those dirty yards he's going to get for you and then turn it into really positive yak yards. Charlie Warner, you mentioned him briefly in the run game, but Charlie does some of that yeoman stuff. He doesn't get the football, but he goes out and pancakes people.
Man, he goes out and pancakes people. He protects for our passer. He has the ability to go out there and be just a heartbeat for our football team. You know, the energy that he plays with, the passion. He plays on special teams. He does whatever is required of the day for him to get a win, and we love him for it.
We talked to talked about Clark Phillips. And when Bradley Pinion, we don't talk enough about these guys. I mean, Young Way certainly gets his props, and why not? From what he did the last couple of weeks, he should, and he did another excellent day yesterday. But Bradley Pinion, flipping the field punting-wise, but the kickoff stuff that he's been working with, I know he's trying to drop it inside. The leg's so powerful, he can't get it to drop inside the 5-yard line.
He's dropped a couple of them there. He's kicked a couple in the end zone by mistake. We're docking his pay this week because he only had the punt once, but he's done a great job for us. You know, people forget about the fact that he's the holder for all of Koo's kicks, and they got a great relationship and a great rapport. Their operation is flawless, and they talk about it, they assess about it, and he's just a pro's pro.
Another one of these games coming up for you, Raheem. Here comes Seattle. This is a really good football team. Dropped a Thursday night game to San Francisco in their last game. But the team has got a veteran quarterback that's really kind of rediscovered himself in Geno Smith. They've got an outstanding running back in Kenneth Walker. They've got some really good receivers. When you take a look at that Seattle offense, what jumps out at you?
You know, I know a lot about this personnel coming from their division and being around these guys and watching them build that thing and the success they had over the last couple of years, and now they got a new coordinator. But you know, Geno, like I tell everybody all the time, he's one of the guys you always cheer for when you're not playing against him because of his demeanor, what he's been through, the fight he's been through, the struggle, all the stuff. But being able to come back and be able to have this type of resolve to fight through and play really well is something that you just admire from the guy. And Tyler Lockett, then you're talking about DK Metcalf and the stuff that they're able to do. And they got this special back that a lot of people don't know about in Kenneth Walker. And obviously, they got Zach Charbonnet. They got a little 1-2 punch sort of like ours. But, I mean, these guys got a lot of really good players. They went on and got a young kid last year that was a rookie when we played them in Jackson Smith in Jigba. But these guys are absolutely outstanding, and they've done a great job for the last couple of years being able to be out there and watch those guys.
Gone are the Legion and Boom and Bobby Wagner and Cliff Averill and the guys that rushed the passer some 10 years ago for this team when they were going to Super Bowls. But they've assembled another crew of guys on that side of the ball that are getting after people.
They have, and Devon Witherspoon is one of the better young players in our league, I believe, at the corner position. And when he slides inside and goes to nickel, he gets really dangerous. And some of the stuff that he's able to do, really love him. Reek Woolen, a big long corner that's able to stay out in the boundary and do some really good things, and along with the longtime vet Leonard Williams, who just moved around to a couple of different teams and just been a force wherever he's been. And they got a bunch of guys that you probably don't even know about, but like, these guys are development. They got a great leadership there and their head coach, and you know, their GM does a great job of acquiring talent. They always have. We always brag about those guys going to get late round picks that turn into jewels, and he's continuing to do that.
Raheem, I know it's on both sides. Before we let you get out of here and go get prepared to win another football game, you talked about the familiarity with this team. You guys played them twice out there when you were with LA. You and Zach are on that same staff. I'm assuming that helps them to a certain extent because they know you a little bit. But how much does that pay dividends for you as you start to get ready for this game?
It's always a little different. You know, it's a different coaching staff right now. It's a different philosophy for those guys and how they want to play offense. It's a little bit different on defense with the head coach coming in and paired up with, you know, a guy that we know really well. Well, than that in their day. Those guys getting together and having a different philosophy on how they want to play offense and defense, but they do know us a little bit. They played us in the spots they've been at respectively, and we played those guys in the spots they've been at respectively, and now you just got to match it up with these players that they have out in Seattle and figure out what they want to do, and we got a nice little inventory of it from the first 6 weeks of the season.
It's a Victory Monday here in Atlanta as we visited with our head football coach, Raheem Morris. Raheem, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
There he is, our head guy, Raheem Morris. Come back with a player spotlight. And how about A.J. Terrell, monster interception. He's our guy in the player spotlight. Be right back on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
It's time for the player of the game on the Coach's Show. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Back here on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, home of the Atlanta Falcons, it's time for our player spotlight. And a guy made a monster play yesterday. Made a number. It has been for since he's been here out of Westlake High School in Clemson. A.J. Terrell. A.J., appreciate your time. Tell me about where you think this team is right now at 4-2 and kind of sitting on top of the division.
Yeah, we pretty good right now, you know, right where we wanted to be. You know, we talk about it week in, week out of just going 1-0 each week, just trying to get the job done. So, you know, as long as we just keep coming in, attacking each week and going out there preparing the right way, I feel like we'd be in a good spot every time going into the next game.
We have had three division games in a row, and I don't know that I'm trying to think back, and I don't know if you can think back in your time here, three division games in a row, and pretty impactful this early in the season.
Yeah, you know, like you said, it's not normal. I don't think I've had it, but you know, to go 3-0 to start the division playoff is crucial. You know, not taking these games for granted, because late in the season, we all know that, you know, winning the division secures a spot in the playoffs and things like that. So that's something that, you know, we've been harping on all offseason, is, you know, make sure we run this off. So it's in our favor right now. We just got to keep on attacking each week.
What's it been like for you guys? Because this team hadn't gotten a lot of love nationally recently, and maybe you haven't deserved it, but you guys have played yourselves in position. But you open the season, 2 weeks in, you're on Monday Night Football in Philly. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, here come the Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champs. Then you get a Thursday night, which was one of maybe the best games of the season against Tampa. Tell me about being in the spotlight and stuff. You guys digging that?
Yeah, with the pieces and roster that we have, you know, we look forward to this season and playing in big games, and kind of being the underdog, you know, we take advantage of that and just going in each week, just trying to, like I said, get that W, and trying to give every team our best. And, you know, at the same time, we're building that chemistry that I've been talking about. And I just feel like every week we're still stacking.
One of the best in the league at his position at the corner spot, A.J. Terrell, our guest here on Sports Radio 92.9, Atlanta's own, Westlake High School. And we're going to talk to him about that, and certainly playing just down the road at Clemson as well. But his younger brother playing up there as well, and he's getting it done too. So let's look at, you know, how do you look at the season? Do you go game by game? Do you go quarter by quarter? I mean, different people kind of divide the season up. You're a vet now. This is not your first rodeo.
Yeah, it used to be quarter by quarter until they added that next game, but it's definitely game by game right now. I can't even tell you our schedule. Of course, I'm just going by next week, and then I might know 2 weeks ahead of who we play, but just taking it one game at a time, locking in on the next opponent, Seattle, and yeah, that's how I look at it. That's how I view it.
What do you continue to work on in your game? I know I see you after practice catching balls off the jugs. I mean, you're doing extra work all the time, working on your pedal, you know, working on breaking on the ball, all that kind of stuff, even after time and your own time. But what have you kind of concentrated on now that you know what you have to do to get ready for each season?
Yeah, it's the same thing, just the fundamentals, catching the ball, things that – you know, the ball been not right there for me all, you know, these past couple years, but just honing in on seeing it and going out there on game day and believing it and going out there making plays. So just the fundamentals of being a defensive back, like you said, just the back pedal, the press techniques, the off coverage, and ultimately getting the ball.
I think that people think, okay, the ball comes to you, you're supposed to catch it, but and that's true in a simple sense. Yeah. But your job is to cover the guy you're playing and then react to the ball if you get a chance at it. Can you talk to that? That's kind of pretty intricate and kind of difficult to do because your eyes are kind of concentrated on defending. Tell me, walk me through that.
Yeah, it's kind of complicated. You know, it's easy to see and critique, and then to be out there and doing it, like you said, just guarding somebody, trying to actually defend them from not catching the ball at all. But then when you get the opportunity to try to make a play on it, and then, you know, in most cases, of course, you know, just getting the PBU and things like that, of course, it's good. But when you go on a drought and things like that where you just can't get the ball, now those PBUs, you don't want those no more. You want to get the ball. And that's kind of the position I was kind of in, just wanting to harp myself on, yeah, I can make a play, I can get PBUs, but I want to get the ball, put the ball back in our offensive hands so they can go down there and score.
You and I had a chance to talk post-game. You were our strong-arm player of the game, John Foy, strong-arm player of the game, from a defensive standpoint, in a huge play, a big play, big moment in the game. Walk us through the play, because I thought you described it pretty well as you tried to shadow. And I want to ask about how much ish was being talked between him and you and all the stuff that was going on in the field, out on the field. But tell me about the play and being able to undercut, make a huge play for the team.
Yeah, it was, you know, key drive in the game. We're trying to close the game out. We was already up 8, And you know, that's a possession game. So we was kind of on a little the drive was, you know, they was running the ball down and they decided to play action pass and do a boot to our left. And you know, we talked about it in film and things like that. And I had got a nub set where the tight end's the only one backside after they motioned the receiver across. And after the play action fake, I was able to see the tight end go over the backers, and that's my work where I had to take it across the field, and I was able to catch up to him and undercut and, you know, make a play on the ball.
Yeah, big time play. And then fortunately for us, you were able to run behind the bench and show everybody in the crowd what was going on. Now tell me about that. I mean, you got to celebrate with your teammates.
Yeah, you know, it's everybody think I was just running. It was really the momentum that took me out there. Yeah, and then when I wanted to come back through, but the whole they bench was all the way down the sideline, so I had to go around everybody. But you kind of look at it as, like I said, a victory lap, you know, just for the drought, like I said, I had. And I'm still not even satisfied. That's actually normal to me. I wanted to be a norm where getting the ball and taking the ball away is normal, and just do it more consistently when I get the opportunity to.
Yeah, I think it's more one of those deals where you make a play and all of a sudden that manifests itself into other plays too. And you got to have opportunities, and people have kind of shied away from throwing the ball in your direction anyway. AJ Terrell, our player guest here on the Player Spotlight, AJ monster play yesterday, and has had, and it's been the conversation, it seems like, about this defense has been, okay, who's going to be play opposite AJ? Because we know we got one side of the field locked down. Hughes has played pretty well, and so's Clark. Clark had a pick yesterday.
Yeah, they both solid. You know, I always, during the game, I tell them that, you know, how much I respect them both being able to come in for one another and play at a high level. You know, I feel like being at corner, it's already tough going out there and doing the job that we do, but also coming in and out, you know, for each other. And not being able to stay on that, you know, stay on the streak of, you know, being hot. You know, you get on the sideline, you might be cold. You don't know if you up or down. But both of them just come out there and play at a high level, make plays all the time. And it's something that we pride ourselves in. Like I said, back in camp, like the chemistry and things that we built back then, and us not really adding to, not really letting nobody go from the back end from last year, and just the coaches and the staff believing us to get the job done, it's a credit to show that, you know, we all just you know, respect each other, a level of play, and want to push each other to be great.
I know you got great respect for your coach in the back end, Jerry Gray. Jerry was the number one draft pick out of Texas. I played against Jerry when he was with the Rams. Yeah. And I was here in Atlanta. Very good player. And tell me about that and him, his tutoring of you guys. I know you have great respect for Jerry Gray.
Definitely. Coach Gray has been the alpha for our room, you know, giving us tips and ways to get a jump on the ball, and, you know, helping us see things come before, you know, before they happen. And I just feel like those little things, and him being an experienced player is a big role into that. And of course him coaching as well, like he done seen the game from both sides of the ball, played at a high level, and now coaching at a high level. Him just being able to give Jesse, myself, Justin, and all the other guys tips to, you know, make plays and get a jump on the ball is crucial for the back end.
So right, let's
slow the game down.
All right, let's talk about you and some of the things that are cool going on with you. We know, if anybody's followed AJ Terrell, maybe one of the greatest plays in Clemson history, interception of Tua Tagovailoa, he to return for a touchdown early in the game as they went on to win the national championship. Was that your freshman season? Were you a sophomore that year? What year?
Yeah, I was a sophomore.
Sophomore season. So took it back for a touchdown, and that got the ball rolling towards winning a national championship at Clemson. But even before that at Westlake, I mean, you're a proud son of Westlake High School, and they gave you a pretty cool honor. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I had got my jersey retired, a month ago, a month or so ago. That was the greatest honor that I've had. You know, you always dream of, you know, walking through high school, you see all the jerseys on the wall, and, you know, just for it to happen to me and be given the opportunity to have my jersey retired, definitely didn't take it for granted. Real honored and thankful for Westlake seeing me that way. And, you know, I always just took everything personal back in high school with football and how I played and how I was around administrators and staff and people. And it all pays a role, you know, down the line to where I'm at now. So it's no surprise to me, and just give thanks to God for that.
Well, I know you mean a ton to those kids to get a chance to see you come back to the high school and see your jersey hanging and know that, hey, there's a way for me to go do stuff as well. You know, regardless of whether it's football or something else, right? A.J. Terrell has provided that path and that knowledge that I can go do something with myself. Real quickly, we want to talk about your brother real quickly. Avion is playing corner. It looks just like his older brother. Tell me about them. Is Clemson righted the ship?
Yes, of course. You know, I always got so much faith in Sweeney and, you know, the way he lead the guys on. And little bro just, you know, doing what he's supposed to do. I done told people I'd be quiet all the time because it's on him to, you know, build his name. I don't want to talk on his behalf and let his play speak for itself. And right now that's what's happening. So he building his own name, and it's nothing new to me, like I said. And he just balling. He doing everything the right way, being a leader for the defense and making plays when they come his way.
It's tough to be a little brother of a star. You know that, right?
Exactly. He good, though. You know, I ain't never been in the competition or comparing. Let him be his own guy, and I see him soon.
There you go, AJ.
He'll
be up here playing with his brother. Maybe he'll be in the same secondary before it's all over. That wouldn't be bad either. Have two Clemson guys getting it done in the back end. AJ, appreciate your time, man. Great ball game. Let's keep it rolling.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dave.
There you go. AJ Terrell, our player spotlight right here on the Coach's Show. Back with more here on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.